This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Damn.
Fleeting.
Howdy.
Fleeting.
How you doing anyway?
Hey! How you doing?
How you doing anyway? Is your microphone on, Buzz? I ain't hearing a thing, friend.
He's nodding. He's saying yes, but it's not on.
He's over there doing that thing he's doing. Look at him.
Hit it.
Do that thing you do.
It's like he's being a mime almost.
Hit it.
He's checking to see if something's plugged in.
Buzz Burbank, not on the air. Currently not on the air, Buzz.
Wearing a shirt from the Michael Caine collection.
Bippity, boppity, boo.
Now, Buzz, why are you continuing to speak over there when it's obvious we can't hear you?
Buzz wearing his shirt from Act 2, Scene 4 of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Now, Rob is over there.
Rob hit it. Didn't work.
Just beating on Buzz.
Rob enjoys pounding.
There you go.
Forcing.
Beat
Hello.
It, Rob. Just beat it.
Oh, boy, it's our first day back. I certainly hope he's not going to have to move over here.
Oh, no, we can't share a studio with him.
Not
the first
day
back.
That's against the rules.
Not the first day back.
That is against the rules.
Especially not when he's wearing
We need everything to be the way it's supposed to be.
Not when he's wearing a blouse like that.
Buzz, did you get that blouse on your vacation?
No, he's shaking his head no. Hi, Mr. Producer. What's happening?
Bear. You know Bear, the engineer?
Yes.
He's going to come in and pull Buzz's module.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to check out his top?
Did you say his nodule?
Yeah, buddy.
What's his top made out of?
Buzz's top?
Yeah.
Not a natural fiber to be seen.
Go feel it. It appears to be of a silken nature.
Bear's coming in now. Now, Bear's always quite the fashion plate, wearing a very interesting T-shirt today. Actually, he's dressed down for Bear.
Yes. No. Although, you know, hi, Bear. Yeah, no one can hear you. The Bear is the engineer. He's a black guy. And Buzz is dressed more like a black guy than Bear is right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that the shirt is 90% rayon, 10% lycra.
I'd say it's 100% taffeta.
I think it would melt, though, if you got it close to a heat source.
It looks like something that Pierce Bronson would have worn in the Crown Heights affair.
Is it see-through?
Crown.
Is it see-through?
Thomas, what did I say? Thomas Crown? What is it?
Crown Heights affair. You said it's the Thomas Crown affair.
No.
But you know what I meant.
It's Thomas Brosnan in the Pierce Crown affair.
Mike, it is see-through if you let your imagination run wild.
Look at that thing. How do you get it to hold its shape without wrinkles, Buzz? He's communicating non-verbally.
I think he can't really tell us.
He bought it at the Kenny Rogers website.
If you've not seen Kenny Rogers recently, do yourself.
I have.
And I don't mean like go see his goddamn hokey show.
I mean seeing him on TV.
Check him out now. First off,
flouncy.
First off, the eyes. Okay, what kind of plastic surgery has been done?
It's horrible
to tighten that face. Second, the hair.
The hair, right.
Something different. He's got like the Julius Caesar hair. I heard something pop in Buzz's board there. He's got like the Clooney Julius Caesar haircut happening. Buzz is attempting to speak, and we're hearing nothing.
Much better.
Bear, whatever you do, make sure he stays over there. Because we need everything to be normal.
Touch that shirt, Bear. That seems to me to be a shirt that a man of color would wear. Touch Buzz's shirt. And can Bear hear me?
I think, yes, okay. Bear can hear
you. Would you please touch Buzz's shirt and tell
me... See, what kind of material is it?
Does that feel like a white man's shirt or a black man's shirt? Rob, would you go get the answer, please?
Well, give us a thumbs up. Would Bernie Mac wear it?
Man.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Yep.
It's a Bernie Mac shirt.
That's what he's got on today. You know, we've gone for two effing weeks.
I know. I thought we were getting something new.
Oh, that's supposed to be on the, you know, on the horizon.
So that's right? Late summer, if anything, right?
Yeah, well, fortunately, we got 4 hours a day to fill, and I know that at least 15 seconds we can fill right now while we wait for Buzz.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Hey, we mentioned it's great to be back.
Such devotion.
Now it appears that Bear is really doing nothing. Apparently the situation is beyond repair.
Is he writing a note to us? He's holding up 1 minute.
He says, give it 1 second. And you know what? I think Buzz, I'll give him some credit. I bet that's a medium. You know, normally
because it drapes on him. It's not tight. It would look foolish if it was tight.
Buzz normally likes dressing like Simon Cowell. You know, the real tight, like itty-bitty Britney Spears shirt is what Buzz normally wears.
But Buzz has actually got a shirt that seems to be flowing.
It's, oh, no, now he's holding up. Now, are,
what it's
you,
a large?
You're indicating you're a loser? He's I get it. Large. Are you doing an L like Laverne and Shirley? That's it. No, it's a large.
You know what this means?
What's that? Do it again. You just did like the L. No. What does that mean?
Large in charge.
L-I-C?
Or it could be.
L-I-F-C?
No, I don't know. I messed it up.
You know what this means?
What does that mean?
That's worse than the finger.
Really?
I just read that in the newspaper today.
If you do that under your chin?
That if you're an Italian and you do this to somebody, it's worse than giving them the finger. If you do like this, like, it's like saying, F you and F your mother and F, and incidentally, have everybody else F your mother too.
That's a lot. That's part of the Sacramento dance, what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
We've used that before.
Yeah. They're still struggling over there.
How's it going
trying to get
over
it
there?
Working.
Struggling.
Well, while we wait.
Struggling. I don't care if Buzz is struggling.
Let's start with some fan mail, okay? Because I know when we're gone for a couple of weeks that, you know, it's nice to come in. And I said to Rob, like, walked in today, I said, okay, where is the, now, hold on, why is he packing up his stuff? No. Oh, no, you're going home? Oh, okay.
He's going home. Good night.
Now, hold on. We have to decide if we can tolerate having Buzz in the studio for our first day back. And see, this makes us sound like total asses.
No, it's the way...
It really makes us sound like total asses, like that it's we're so put upon to have Buzz work in the same studio. Well, this is a very cramped studio that we're in to begin with, which is why Buzz is in the next room.
It doesn't affect you that much.
That's true.
You just don't want... Is it that you don't like giving up the foot space?
The square footage. It's like I've got, you know, over here I got an 1,800 square foot condo, and you know, it's half of it's going to be taken.
What if we put him in that corner?
I wouldn't want to keep my back to him.
Thank you for smiling.
All right,
Buzz, would you be comfortable in that corner?
Put him in the corner. Sure, bring him in the corner.
All right.
Make him suck his thumb. So anyway, I said to Rob, "Where's the fan mail?" Come back from 2 weeks on the road,
and he gave you some,
and he said, "I've got it right here." And you won't believe, an incredible amount came in. One letter. We got one letter. So we're going to make, little Georgie Porgy sit where? Right over here?
Two.
Right to my right, and he'll be on microphone number two. Okay.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor. Are you okay? Hey, you can put your feet up, too.
There you go. Now, let's see. Buzz is now, let me see if I got that microphone. Hello? Come in, Buzz.
Hello.
There he is. Yeah.
Hi there.
Hey. Hi.
Ah, and you know what? Hey, maybe this would be good. You know what? Maybe this will take him down a peg. Because hold on.
How does that work?
Hold on. Because now listen to this.
Yes.
He has to operate now.
He smells dreamy.
He has to operate with the same crappy microphones that we do.
This is true.
We don't have the luxury of having that Buzz microphone over there.
That wonderful, like, exotic microphone that he uses in his own studio.
It's not the mic.
See, now he's pushing
what
a little
bit. What is the cologne you're wearing today?
CK1.
And the shirt?
Different on everybody, but better on me.
And the shirt? Mike's actually not touching the shirt.
Wow.
Now that you're in the studio, what's it feel like?
It's like nothing I've ever touched before.
Exactly.
It's fascinating. It's a fascinating hybrid.
That's the idea.
Problem was his board, not Buzz.
Yeah, we know now.
We know now. The problem was the board,
right.
Not Buzz. So Bear is...
Bear, the rule will be Buzz is over here permanently. If you get the microphone fixed, you're on the show for the rest of the afternoon.
And he has to do news.
Bear has to do the news.
All right, so Buzz is joining us in studio. Buzz, as I'm sure you heard, congratulations. We've all received some fan mail.
Excellent.
And we're going to start today with the fan mail.
One letter poured in.
That's how I'll be looking at him today.
Just turning your head and looking longingly at him.
We're back from vacation, aren't we, Buzz?
Yes, we are, Mike.
Yes, we are.
Come on, boys. Jesus Christ.
What? Nothing. What did we do?
Yeah, what did we do?
What did we do?
It's not you. It's this place. This goddamn place.
It's not gonna, you mean it's not going to be like Wednesday where we're already burned out? It'll be like it'll be minutes into the show.
Bear?
Hey.
Is that you? Yeah, we can hear that.
Bear, you want to say something to it?
Say something.
1, 2. Can you hear that?
Hey, say what's happening.
What's happening?
What's happening? Buzz, get the F out of here.
Get out of here, Buzz.
Goodbye.
Get back over there.
Goodbye, turkeys.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it while it lasted.
All right, now we'll be able to get things
all
going.
Is right with the world now.
There we go. Thank you, Bear. Beautiful job. Thank you very much. And you.
Yes?
Well, like in the last 2 weeks, you couldn't have him just check out that goddamn room?
That worked on Friday night when I came in.
Oh, you're a liar.
I am.
Yeah, I know you're a total liar.
Did everybody get Rob's welcome back to the show email?
Buzz?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Buzz?
Yes.
There.
Hi.
Now. Hi. Now we can rock and roll.
All's right with the world.
Before we get to the fan mail, Buzz is over there in his room. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Cue the Foreigner.
Two men side by side, the tawny ears.
Tawny.
Goddamn. So now, what's happening now, Buzz?
We're putting the screws back in.
Okay. Listen, Kenny, you certainly can pick up the microphone and bring it towards you to speak.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Rogers?
All right.
I mean, Buzz is like standing very petitely behind Bear.
If he stands up, he avoids wrinkles.
That's right. May I?
Yeah, so. I love how are you now?
I'm well, thank you.
How are you now? Good.
Everything works.
Everything's right with the world now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now everything is working.
Everything's
fine.
As it should be.
That was close.
We are all set to go.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
What an M-E-double-S.
Uh-oh.
Telephone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Hey.
Hey, I was thinking about you the other day when you obviously were the one who burned up that cruise ship with your cigar. Just wonder if you're going to get a chance. Are they going to let you back on one of those things or what?
Guilty.
That was embarrassing.
Guilty.
It's amazing how you fled and you got yourself to safety and everybody else was really in it for a while.
Yep.
Those things go up like nothing, you know?
Tell me about Mike. I'm an international man of mystery. After all, you know, hey, they never caught me in Aruba.
Mm-hmm. Never happened, no.
Aruba, Jamaica, come ooh, on, I want to take you. That poor girl. Yeah. I read about that, too, you know, like everybody did. You know, as I was sitting on a sandy beach.
What happened?
Well, they still haven't found that chick in Aruba all those months later.
And why is that news?
And because they got some guy out who says that he might know where she was, so they were, like, digging up the beach again.
Did they send that, like, the people? I thought that when I saw that, I didn't hear the audio, and I saw, like, the rows of two walking along the beach. I mean, that was new stuff? I thought they were showing old footage.
No, that's new. They're still looking for her. No. Still looking for her.
It's been a year, right?
Good luck. You want to find her? Look in my freezer.
The only news I watch on vacation, one kind of news, Fishing Report.
Uh-huh. She stands alone. Of course, I spend my entire vacation watching ESPN Deportes.
And, of course, putting your cigar out on the curtains.
Stop it. Stop it, please. Dear Don and Mike,
yes.
Here's the fan letter to start the day's show. Dear Don and Mike, and you should know it comes from someone who is incarcerated. Man's name is Milton Urado, and he's in the joint in Orange, Virginia.
Orange, Virginia. Now, we haven't gotten prison money in a long time, and it usually comes in bunches, and we love it.
We encourage our cons to write the show.
Yeah. Prison mail is usually the best mail we get.
And even though he's no longer working on the show, if you have any sexual fantasies at all involving Charlie Stossel,
please send them along.
A guy used to be our movie man on the show, wearing his Boy Scout uniform.
Sure, he's a public figure.
Send them on. So here we go. Dear Don and Mike, hey, dudes, what's going on? Same old BS. I know that is how it is. Anyhow.
That's and incidentally, I should say before you continue that is like all prison mail that we receive. I call it prison sentence structure.
Anyhow, check it out. I just wanted to drop you all a cup full of lines.
Mm-hmm.
I am a 5-year listener. I've been hooked to your show the first time I heard it. That was 2002. Or sometime around that time.
Uh-huh.
But around that time, I was dealing head I wanted. Now, I've been to prison and back to jail. Note, long story.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I hate life in prison now.
Sure.
So when I go back to prison, no more Don and Mike.
Mm.
I can't get you on my radio, so this is goodbye. Thanks for all the good laughs. For you helped me when tears would fall down my face. Hey now, don't jump the gun. I'm no pussy. S word. I'm locked up shooting dudes in the head and knocking dudes out. Cool. Oops, I mean cold.
Yeah.
Cold dead. Didn't mean to kill dude.
Of course not.
Just knock him out.
That's right.
But hey, S word happens anyhow, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fly. You all take care. Oh, and Buzz, when Mike gets mad at ya,
uh-huh.
smoke a J with him. He will cool down. Okay?
What do you say, Mike?
I'm gone. Flatline. From hell. No, no. And it's not that hot down here. And then he drew a nice picture of a hand giving the finger.
Well, that, it's kind of a demonic hand.
It is. So that's.
Am I to understand from that letter that he no longer can listen to us where he is?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
So he wrote that letter, you know, just saying bye-bye.
Right. Yep, I think they were going to put him in the hole.
And does it sound also like maybe he got into a fight with the guy that he tried to and punch and knock out and he killed
Don't
him
know.
Accidentally? Yeah.
Postmarked on 30 March.
That's happened.
So just last week this was postmarked. Anyway, that's the fan mail we got when we were gone.
Well, that's nice.
It's always nice to hear from our listeners.
We love the prison mail.
Such as they are. And hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
hey guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wondering if you saw Dick Van Patten on tonight talking about his stroke.
No, you know, we've really blown this opportunity to talk to a major celebrity about a major illness. We had it on our list of to-do things.
Mm-hmm. How did he look on the show? How did he look on Entertainment Tonight?
Oh, he was hilarious. The whole spin they were trying to put on it was this serious stroke, you know, the serious thing that happened to Dick Van Patten. He was doing shtick through the whole thing.
Sure. Was his speech affected?
Oh, no, he was fine. He just said that his leg was numb. He said it was all tingly. Oh,
okay, all right.
And that was the only problem he had.
Know,
but I was wondering if you were going to give him a call.
We've got it on the list. We probably won't get to it today. What is, you know, look at how we've already dicked around and wasted. And, you know, and thanks for that, Buzz.
You're welcome.
You know, I mean, really, would it kill you to come in here and just turn the stuff on? And just, I'm just kidding. Buzz,
yes,
that's
yes,
not,
it
that's
would.
Not, yes, it would. It's not your job, Buzz.
No.
Thank you, my friend. Dick Van Patten, it was on our list to do. Somehow we didn't get to it.
That guy's a crack up. All right, take care, guys.
He's a crack up.
I like that he's making fun of his own ailment.
Bye. Doesn't surprise me.
Bye. Or, you know, maybe, what the hell's that?
Applause.
I'm aware of that.
I
just didn't know how it got into that.
Didn't recognize the sound.
Didn't know how it got there. It's supposed to be that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if either of you guys happened to see, thank you for smoking.
Let's hear it for Buzz.
There you go. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
Thank you for smoking. Critically acclaimed film, not in large release with William H. Macy. At least in a supporting role. Nope, didn't see it.
Not yet.
Very good.
I did not take in a film over the holiday.
Nor did I.
I sat through Ice Age 2 about 8 times.
That's good.
Friday.
Did you enjoy it?
Still
is Ray Romano better than he was in the first one?
Still don't follow the plot.
Huh.
You know. And here's how my weekend went. Saturday was Ice Age 2
right.
over and over. Then Sunday was Basic Instinct 2.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And for me, for my money, I could have been watching the same movie.
Same plot.
Sure.
Same movie. Sharon Stone.
Both of them have fur.
Sharon Stone's big jaws of life.
You know, Sharon Stone, still doable.
That movie, I mean, no pun intended, sucked the big one.
You really did see Basic Instinct.
No, I didn't. Mike, you know me. I didn't. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see
what? What? I don't know what movie you went to see.
Movie.
No, I didn't go to any movies.
Neither did I during
vacation. But I wouldn't go to see Basic Instinct 2 because why remake a great movie?
You wouldn't go to Basic Instinct 2 and tell anybody. You'd sneak in to see it.
Yeah, sure I would. Mm-hmm. And I do the Pee Wee Herman popcorn
That's
thing.
That's what it's for. What's that man doing down in Road 3?
Sure I would. Well, I was wearing my big Green Bay Packer jacket to make sure everybody could identify me later. No, the movie did awful box office. It, yes. it did like $3 million.
Tied for 10.
Right. Yeah. So that is now what her Daisy is worth.
Yeah.
That's it. Because really, that's what the movie's about.
She shows it again, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. See Sharon Stone's Daisy.
But she shows more of it this time.
I don't even know.
Really?
I don't know.
From what I was led to believe, it's almost like a training film. If you wanted, to work under the hood down there,
so to speak,
it's very explicit. There's a lot of CSI techniques. You know, mm-hmm. you really get in on every
exactly
nook and cranny. Some people say it's like looking at a Thomas's English muffin under a magnifying glass.
It's like watching the Learning Channel,
nooks and crannies.
Yes,
with those special episodes.
That creamery melted butter. That's all her. But no, the movie sucked. Nobody goes to see it.
The only movie I would have gone to see is that Denzel movie. I wanted to see that one.
Inside
didn't
Man.
Get a chance to see that. That's the one I would have liked to see.
That would have been my choice as well.
And that did very well at the box office, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It did until, Ice Age came out.
Yes, the kids love Ice Age.
Jesus. Stupid friggin' parents, stupid friggin' kids. A movie like Ice Age... I never saw the first one. I imagine it's like all of them now, that it's got the slick computer animation.
Horrible.
And you have the celebrities that come in for one or two days and lend their voices to it. Mm-hmm. And because it's easier than hiring a babysitter, you can pay $8 and take the kids to watch this nonsense. It's like, I've not been a big believer in all. I mean, I loved Toy Story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Toy Story was fantastic.
I kind of like Toy Story 2. I love The Incredibles.
Love the original Ice Age. That's in my that's at the top of my list as far. In fact, that might be number 2 to Toy Story because it actually was funny. The one that killed me and the one where I gave up on the genre was Madagascar.
Ah.
That's when seriously I wanted to pull a cruise ship on the theater. That's how I felt about it. Because what it is you've got the entire frantic animation where it's just moving so much all the time. The guys that are at the computer screen feel they have to move these characters all over the place like this. And it's like, stop it! I hate that.
Well, it's become like vanity press for these actors. I mean, it's like, vanity press is when someone cannot get a book published.
Right.
And they end up just going to a publisher and they pay like $400 to get 20 copies printed so they've actually got it. It's a way of saying putting on your resume, I'm an accomplished author. I'm a published author. For a guy like Ray Romano, who really... Now, come on. When you think about great comedic voices, really, it's not one that jumps out at you.
No, but it's a noticeable voice.
Right.
And that's all they care about now. They care about showing that in the credits, And isn't every one of these movies that's ever been made, every animated feature in the last 20 years in Hollywood, has featured Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yep.
I think every single movie.
Shark Tale, speaking of them, may be the one that pushed me over the edge. Although I have to be honest, I was never a Shrek fan. And then when they said, Shrek 2 is even more for adults than for kids because of all of the inside jokes, it was like, Christ, I don't know. Just give me Toy Story. Just give me Toy Story. Yeah. That's all I want.
Shrek, I hated Shrek. I hated Shrek and Shrek 2. But my kids are at that age but they're moving into, regular movies now. Hard R and X now.
Good
so it's good.
But I came back from this vacation relaxed, rejuvenated.
Good.
And one of the things I think that I would like to just say, speaking about all this, is I've realized now how much, really, I dislike. I mean, even more than I've spoken about on this show in previous years.
You dislike more things than you realized.
Good for you.
Absolutely. And I've reached a point of freedom now where, God damn it. I mean, maybe it will change things on the show a little bit. Maybe all of you listening will hate me more because there are more things that I don't like. I don't like this trend in animation. Even though it's visually pretty to look at for 1 second, it's just J.O. time for these stars who, some bitch like Kelly Ripa who just wants to be a voice in some Disney cartoon so that she can play it for her kids. And
I think if you want to be specific about the animation, you've got Shrek and you've got a movie like Ice Age. They're two kind of slightly different variations, but it's the same stuff. It all comes from a computer.
Right.
Even when you get one like Cars, the NASCAR type one, I don't want to see that crap. I hate it. Yeah, I don't go to the movies because I hate the movies.
You used to love movies.
No, but, you know, I really, there's nothing good out there.
True.
There's nothing good out there. But having said that, which Frida would have hated, but, you know, TFB on that, I'm feeling really good. And for the first time, I think, since Frida died, I'm feeling happy.
Good.
And I know that I'm happy because all I've got from my vacation, and I really only spent like 5 days away from home.
Mm-hmm.
People piss me off so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And now because it's just me and there's no one else to stand next to me and say, please don't speak to these people, or please don't make eye contact with that man, or why must you take things to the next level? I found it to be very therapeutic.
Liberating.
Liberating. And came back and thought, you know what, here's the thing. I'm not going to be I almost feel guilty saying this. I'm not feeling as bad about Frida passing as I have before. I'm finally starting to turn a corner. I mean, like, since Frida died, really coming in and doing the show has been a pain in the ass. No offense to any of you guys. I mean, I love doing it, but it was like, especially before this vacation, it was just like every day I would get up and go, oh, do the show. Well, what's different? Well, I didn't have, you know, my sweetie pie. Well, I realize she's gone. She's not coming back. And I don't know what happened over the vacation, but I just got the feeling that she wanted me to move on and wanted me to be happy and just realize what's really important. And, you know, I did realize that. I came to a real revelation over this vacation that, you know, goddamn, a lot of what that woman used to say to me is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. You know, stressing over ratings, stressing over what BS is going on behind the scenes at the radio station, stressing about, you know, if Mike and I, if this contract is good enough, or, you know, what is this guy getting, or how come we're not getting this, and how come we're doing this, and gosh, how come they won't listen to me about this, and how, you know, what a bunch of crap. I mean, it came to me, my life is not defined by doing this stupid radio show, which I don't mean as a put down to any of you guys in this room or anybody listening.
No, I agree with you.
But for a long time, and Frida used to point this out to me as well.
My life is not defined by this radio show either. My life is defined by my restaurant.
She would.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Thank you.
She would really say to me, you know, there are so many more important things in life. Why are you so focused on this? And all seemed to come together for me.
Amazing.
Recently on this vacation.
So you're doing well.
It's like a breakthrough.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better than I've been doing before. And I don't know if you could even tell with my voice or my mannerisms. I mean, this, you know, that thing pissed me off at the beginning of the show today. God damn this place and its stupid effing equipment. I'm not doing this as a bit. I'm really pissed. I came in a really good mood, in the best mood I have been in the last 9 goddamn months. And what's the first F Ballard, tell her to have a nice day for the Don and Mike show thing that I see? Buzz over there doing the mime routine. It's like, here I am. I'm coming back loaded for bear.
Yeah. You're confusing me now. Are you not going to let that bother you now? Or are
no,
you,
no, no. Here's no. Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
No, yes.
You're confusing us.
Yes, I am going to let it go because I am feeling better. And because I am feeling better, these small petty things that used to drive me crazy, which had been pushed down in significance because I had been obsessing over everything really bad that had happened to me. Now I'm looking at things slightly differently.
Good.
Thinking, you know, what she used to say, put it in perspective, right? Because I'm not defined by this show.
That's right.
I've got my own life. I've got, you know, I've got my kids. And by that I mean plural. And, mm-hmm. you know, things are going great in all regards in that part of my life.
Good.
Jesus Christ, I'm not 50 yet. I'm not dead yet. I don't mean anything bad towards Frida, but I mean, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. I'm feeling better. I got a pretty nice job. I work with a bunch of great guys. I'm starting to get in a better mood. And what that kind of means is I notice now that I'm generally happy. This is the weird thing. I'm generally happy here.
Yeah.
But I'm madder. It's like all the, but I think you'll find it's a good cocktail.
You don't store it up. You vent immediately. Is that maybe part of it?
The thing is, even though I've brought things to the show since Frida has passed, like when people piss me off,
mm-hmm.
I do it because I know people can relate to it, and I like getting it off my chest. But really, I've just been terribly sad in my heart since Frida died.
Right.
And I did a lot of soul-searching with Bart, who's now had his 21st birthday over the vacation, and did a lot of talking with my mother-in-law, and actually went to church one time and did not burst into flames when I went into church, and got a lot off my chest, and just really feel coming back that, you know, I think talking about those movies, for instance, before Frida would have died, I would have been able to immediately tell you exactly why I hate that genre of movies. And while a lot of you would have just thought I'm just a big effing blowhard, I should just shut up, at least I would know what I was going to say, and I'd be prepared, and this thing pissed me off, and I don't like it, because this. What had happened to me since Frida had died is that I would talk about something, but really, in the back recesses of my mind, I'm thinking the whole time, still that thing is still going on in the back of my mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That I'm just pretending to be happy. I'm not really happy. Not to say that I had some days that I wasn't truly happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a feeling on this vacation of a kind of cleansing. And part of it is that there's no barometer, you know, there's no manual you can get when you lose a loved one on when you're going to decide to turn the corner and join society again.
True.
You know, not that I want to be with any of you animals out there. God knows that after this trip especially, I want to stay as far away from you as I possibly can. But she would want me to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling happier now.
Good.
And because I'm happier, I can tell you with great joy, without feeling like I'm holding anything back or like I'm putting on a show or doing anything, if we seriously cannot get these goddamn studios fixed, really, Rob.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Something's going to happen.
Like what?
I don't know. See, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you better just be ready for it, because I don't know.
Okay. I'll be ready.
I'm not giving you hype. Do you remember, and I guess I was always comfortable doing the show always with Mike and everybody, but the last 9 months since Frida has gone, my head's been in other places.
Right.
God damn it. What's the rap on me? Aren't I always supposed to be just that far away from losing it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
We love that about you.
You're back there?
I know, but that's me. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, like, you say, what's going to happen? Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
Don't know.
You know, don't know.
Don't know.
Guess what? Maybe we'll change producers. I mean, that's kind of a radical. I'm just throwing that out there just to make you feel. Hey, come on.
Right.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
I'm back.
Glad you're feeling good. That's good. That's good. Now you're gonna look at his face. Take a look at his face. Look at his face. Now, you just threatened him with his job.
Too bad.
You just threatened his job.
Listen.
But then again, you last time that you took that away from him, that was, seriously, the next day he came in here, he was very happy.
And, Mike, you know this. You know that I don't really mean it. Well, right. On some level, you know I really do.
Oh, I know you always
But I don't mean it. But, I mean, really, just check that stuff out.
Okay.
You know, because, really, I mean, you know, I hate to say this to you. She would have done it.
I know she would have.
You know, Corduroy would have done it.
She might actually be the one who broke it.
She would have screwed up everything else on the show today. But Buzz's microphone, she would have checked Buzz's microphone.
Well, as soon as she opened her mouth, she would have screwed things up.
Of course she would have.
But she would have been, you know, here at 6 o'clock in the morning doing her little busy work.
It's just going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, just get ready for... I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Mike, don't look at me in that tone of voice.
I'm just trying to figure you out. I think about you often.
I'm happier now than I've been for a long time, which means...
You know, honestly, I didn't call you during this vacation. Normally, with recent things that have happened, I would call you midway, usually, you know, right in the middle of it, just to see how you were doing. And I didn't because I didn't want to bother you, because I get so tired. I would really, and this is, I'm being honest here, I would get so tired of calling you and something would be happening. And I almost got to the point where I felt, and this kid, I have to tell you the way I felt this morning when I called you, because I thought I'd done it again.
What?
I felt that when I would call you, that it would almost be a bad luck charm. That Rob could call you and everything would be cool and like you guys would have, but I would call you. I mean, sorry about that.
Hey, way to drop the S-bomb. Although, thank you for embracing my new philosophy.
There would be something.
See? Anything can happen. Mike just said S-H-I.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's because I'm really being honest. There would be something going on. And I came driving in today completely stressed out because I thought something was wrong.
Ooh.
Because when I talked to you this morning, it was the same way. And now I'm glad to hear you're doing better, because over the last few months, it's been hard for me because I never knew, you know, where your head was going to be at. And that, you know, because I know sometimes when you'd be dealing with your stuff, you want to be left alone. You want to just deal with your stuff and you don't want to.
Let me just explain. Mike called me this morning and I picked up the phone and I said, hi.
And he answered the phone and I said, hey, how you doing? He said, don't ever call me again.
Come on. I did not.
Just like Jack Bauer. It was amazing.
I did not. People's lives are at stake here. I said, hey, it's not a good time. Listen, I'm paying taxes. I've never done this.
Well, that's not.
You explain legally.
I'm not talking about
that. Of course, I've paid taxes. But I didn't know.
I didn't know. You see, I didn't know whether you. I didn't know you were going to come in and say what you were saying, that you were now happier. But you know, I'm glad that you're happier. You've turned a corner.
I'm not happy about that. I'm not happy about the fact that I have to do all this tax crap now that Frida used to do. Yeah, I know. Well, no one is. Well, you know, I used to have a Frida. Okay?
I know.
And now I got to do it myself. So when Mike called, I happen to have some of the pinheads that are like I'm sure stealing left and right from me. They were over trying to explain to me why I should just sign here and sign here.
I picture you like in your pajamas, surrounded by all these people with business suits on and pencils. And they've all got those little green visors on, too.
The thing is that they go through this stuff so fast, and it's like to make it easier for you, we've got these color-coded little sign here stickers. Mm-hmm. And once you sign like the 20th one, at one point you just want to say, exactly what am I signing here?
Oh, man.
Forget about it.
You don't know.
That was when you called today.
If you sign on the little things, and I've been doing that for a long time, signing the little stickers that says sign here. Really? You hear about it. You hear about it in the press sometimes, and somebody comes out and they say, you know, the manager was last seen in Ottawa, Canada with $700,000 in cash and gold bullion. You know, it's
it
scary.
It happens.
So, I'm not going to say I'm sorry to you because I wasn't rude to you this morning when you called.
No, yeah, I mean you don't
believe what you're rich. I'm in the middle of. I told you I'm in the middle of tax stuff.
I know.
Time was of the essence.
It was. I had to do the stuff. Mm-hmm. But now what? Yeah, what are you looking at me like that for?
I haven't bugged you in 2 whole weeks. You know, I didn't want to bother you.
Where's the love? Where's the
how are you? How's everything? How's your vacation?
Now you're finding out it was great.
You could have said fine. You know, and said I'll tell you the whole thing at work. I'm in the middle of something.
Excuse me.
You could have handled it a little nicer. You could have been a little. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Hey, hold on. Did I take the call?
Technically, no.
You are so wrong. Oh,
you called after.
I called
after.
Okay, hold on, because
tell me if I'm right. Okay,
what?
The phone rang and you're like, you're doing your taxes and
yes.
You go, oh jeez. All right, wait. Let me just call him back. See what's going on.
No, here's exactly what happened. No, we're sitting in the dining room and there's all that stuff that's laid out and the phone rings and I said, screw it. I said, whoever it is, just let it ring. Mm-hmm. And I heard it rang more than the times when I got two lines in my house, mm-hmm. more than the time it goes to voicemail. Oh, let me go. It was someone calling who got like my hotline.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it was you on the caller ID, mm-hmm. as courtesy, called you back, said, hey, no, you call. I'm in the middle of something right now, mm-hmm. in the middle of taxing. Mm-hmm. And if anything, you bastard, were short with me because
I was not short. You said you were going to do your taxes.
You said,
we're back.
You said you
were doing your taxes.
Here's,
I said,
here's how it goes.
I'll see you at work.
No.
I said, that's what I said to you. I'll see you at work then.
And it was, I'll see you at work. Click.
Because you said, I'm in the middle
hold
of this.
On,
I can't talk
on.
Right now.
What?
I didn't hang up
you
on
can't,
you.
Yeah, you oh. You, what,
did
you,
I hang up on you?
Yeah, you can't say goodbye. It's like, I go to the other room. I see,
God.
Who was it that called? Mike. I better call Mike back. Now, I'll give you that. I call you back and I say, hey, I'm sorry I missed your call, but I'm doing the tax crap with a bunch of guys. And here's exactly what you said.
You said to me, is there anything, was it anything important?
So, right.
I said, no, just going to see how you were doing. Is that all it is or something like that? And then I said, okay, then I'll see you at work then. And I got off the phone as quickly as possible. That was not a hang up. That doesn't count as a hang up. That was you're up to your ass in taxes. I'll see you at work.
There was no goodbye there from you.
I didn't think you were. I thought you were too busy to even entertain a goodbye.
I'm never too busy for your goodbyes.
No, but I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. I'm glad to hear that you feel good.
I feel much better.
So the more you feel good, the more I go back into my usual defensive shell with all of you.
I feel I'm really not comfortable reaching out to any of you. Can I be honest with you? So
that's
please call me if you need me.
You don't have to reach out to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine, and I mean that seriously.
I will do it occasionally.
All you MFers. No, do it when I ask you to. Do it when I ask you to.
Done.
See, I want to say this about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? In some ways, you're shallow hell.
Yeah.
But in other ways, this is what I dig about you. Here's a compliment.
Yeah.
You are probably the only guy that will really do it.
Yeah.
And for that, I say thank you.
Sure. But because I know...
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the rest of you guys, I know that at some point you're going to want, you know, I'm going to get the call from Buzz or from Rob. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, I know we haven't talked about it, but really, is everything okay? Or you'll mention something to me. One of you guys will. You know who won't?
Who?
Buddy boy.
But you know what I
Holy
thought about?
Holy shnikey. And that's a compliment, Mike.
But you
Thank
know seriously
you.
What I thought about?
Thank you.
I thought about... We talked when everything went on about, like, post-radio, like when we're not working together, when you know, we both go into the sunset doing whatever we're doing. I was thinking about how pleasant it will be because we'll see each other, what do you think, once a year?
Yeah.
We'll see each other once a year.
Sure we will.
And it'll be very good.
It's a picnic.
It'll be very good. Sure. Is that you being a... You know what? Or are you...
Yes! I'm feeling better! Yes!
I was thinking how cool...
No, I thought...
Especially when, like if you ever ended up like down in the same area.
I thought we could live like the birdcage after we did the show, Mike. That's what I thought.
No, I was thinking how nice that would be because I know how you treat your friends in radio.
Like crap.
No, you treat your friends when you have reunions. It's always a very pleasant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always saying, you know, once a year, it would be a lovely evening.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, maybe biannually.
Biannually, maybe an overnight.
Or you know what, maybe.
Biannually, it could be an overnight.
Here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Certainly not to put either of us on this level.
Right.
But maybe we could have like a Johnny Ed type relationship. You know, where.
That would be good.
You call me, and then when I die.
Mm-hmm. If you predecease me.
Yeah.
Then I just pretend like, you know, we got together every week.
And vice versa.
I have no problem. I'm comfortable with that.
No, I'm kidding you. I'm busting your balls.
Now, I'm glad to see that you have. You know, turn this corner, but I'm still a little confused by it. So, because you're saying you're happier, and you know that Frieda would want you to be happier, but you're going to be more. You're going to be like stuff that's bothering you. You're going to get off your chest a lot more freely. Is that what you're saying?
And yes, and I believe perhaps in a fashion that is more in tune with the way that the show had been done. Before Frieda died,
mm-hmm.
You know, not that,
gotcha.
Not that since Frieda,
no, I
not that since
saying.
Frieda died, the show has been different. But in my head, it's been different, and I feel like through events that happened on this vacation, some of which I will tell you, some of which I will not, because they're private, and really, I don't want to get all, you know, spiritual on your ass, but just some things happen. I know things are cool. I'm just feeling better.
Good.
Ready to come back. Ready to fight with any of these dicks. At this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, really, knock down, drag out, stay the frig out of our faces, leave us the frig alone. We are the men. We're here to do the job. We are here to conquer the radio universe, and that's what we're going to do. And God damn.
All right, I like that.
God frigging damn.
Now that I'm feeling good now.
To mm-hmm. anybody that would say anything otherwise. Me and Mike, as you know, are already, let's face it, multimillionaires with a show that even though we are heard nowhere, we're in 28 markets. Do you know? I was reading just the other day, I'm not kidding you, and in a radio publication, Radar Research, which is like the Gallup poll,
mm-hmm.
they did a thing of the best known radio hosts in America.
Yes.
And of course, like you would expect, it's Rush Limbaugh,
mm-hmm.
Sean Hannity, Howard Stern. Well, you know, guess who's on that list? Now, granted, we're not up in the top 10, but we got 27%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I look at that and I think. And I don't know what a lot of you out there think about your careers. And, again, thinking that I'm not defined by my career. I got the balls to come on the radio and tell you that, yeah, a while ago, Mike and I, especially me more than Mike, had grand aspirations, you know, go to New York, go to Philadelphia, go to Los Angeles, take over the world. Hey, listen, so we didn't make it to some of those places, but goddamn, we did pretty friggin' good.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that our show in a national, not biased by anybody, survey of people, 27% of people in America know who we are.
That's cool.
And we're on 26 radio stations.
Right.
That's pretty friggin' good. I feel pretty friggin' good about the show that we do. I feel pretty good about all the people that listen to the show, and I thank you for listening to the show. And especially thank you for listening during the last 9 months when I feel like I've just really not been just full of piss and vinegar and ready to just kick some ass.
Now you are.
I mean, not that, listen, we can't bring the naked chicks back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. You know, we can't have Oprah having diarrhea in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. We just can't. There are a lot of things
right.
that they've told us that we can't do. But Jesus Christ, I just have the feeling like almost like a weight was lifted off my shoulders.
Excellent. You know? That's fantastic.
And I feel like it's okay for me to come in and say, I'm happy yet I'm mad. And the reason is because I'm not mad because my Frida is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm mad now just because people are jerk-offs. Like those, incidentally, like the three beaners today in front of me, and I just want to say, yes, that's right, beaners. Oh, I'm positive that this thing that Bush got, that they want to do, that if whatever the thing is, if you work for 6 years,
sure.
and you take a test for five more years, listen, these guys would never pass. They're here illegally. I know this. They are driving a moving van. What do you got there, Rob?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
What are you doing?
I was looking for that in there.
Oh, would you? Okay, back off. Wow. Back off. Okay. I'm
so
ready.
You're happy, but your anger is now directed at your producer.
No. No. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. No. Only if he deserves
but
it.
But it's happy anger.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm on a good roll. I'm talking about something. He puts his big Herman Munster hand over, mm-hmm. indicating, hey, here's something funny to play. I play it.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
No problem here.
No beaners there.
Well, all right. Okay, Mike does have a lot of beaners at work at his restaurant.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Everyone legal.
I do not like that word.
Anyway.
they're like anyone that works for me, they are friends.
Okay. I'll see you at the coffee beanery, okay?
Very good.
Or amigos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm coming to work today, and there are these guys that are driving a moving van, mm-hmm. and there's three of them. Inside the, crammed inside the little front area.
In the cab.
Yeah. And speed limit, I'm on a windy road, speed limit about 35. They're going 15 with the left hand turn signal on the entire time because they're looking for a specific house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it turns out, it's a double yellow line, so I can't pass.
Right.
Also, you know, I've learned my life. I'm not going to like get right on this guy's ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming into work and I'm thinking, I'm so pissed about this, but on the other hand, again, that's just when it came to me, and I know I'm rambling here, just bear with me. It's like, whew, boy, it feels good just to be pissed about this, but to think at the same time, I'm not so pissed off about everything else in my life.
Right.
That everything else in my life is working
that's
out.
That's not the one more thing to go wrong, that it's just something going wrong.
No, but I'll tell you, the one thing, it was the one time I was looking for the phone number on the back of the truck, like, how am I driving? Call me, because I wanted to call and say, hey,
right.
Listen, you have, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr., seriously, in his straw hat, is driving this moving van 5 miles an hour. I'm going to be late to work on my first day back from vacation. When I'm going to come in and be happy and be
right.
happy. But no, I got to be behind.
No.
But no. But no. No.
I think I understand.
You get what I'm saying?
I kind of do. I yeah. might not be all there, but I think I understand. I think I understand what you're saying. That the little things you're going to bitch about, which we've always
I've
bitched
always
about, both
that.
Of us have done this.
I've always done that.
Those are the things. You're bitching about those, but it's not symptomatic of the overall
I just feel
malaise that you've been in.
Right? I feel better because my life had been defined before, really, before Frida died. My life was defined by my family. I mean, I don't give a crap what any of you think about me. I hope you listen to the show because it helps pay our bills. But if you do listen, maybe one of the things that you do like about me, or maybe one of the things that I don't care. Here's all I know. My life used to be my family.
Right.
Even though I love radio and love doing what we do, my priority was always Frida, Bart, and then and Amy, mm-hmm. you know, and Frida's family. Although I let things get a little nutty in my head sometimes. And Frida used to tell me that, you know, you are stressing too much about things that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
In the big picture, You know, come on, look at what you've got. Look what you've accomplished. And all of that came back to me over vacation.
Good.
And I just felt kind of a calmness, like, whew, okay. She wants me to be happy. God damn it. I'm going to try to be happy. And once I found that I was just going to let stuff roll off a little bit and not walk around with a chip on my shoulder, which I have been for the last 9 months, you know, really, and I know this, it's been over 2 weeks now that this chip has been gone off my shoulder, and I feel incredibly better.
Good.
That's all.
Because there, as you said before, everybody's got a timetable for that. You know, some people can do, and there are people that can do it in a short period of time, but most people it takes a little longer.
And but listen, for me, my timetable for being normal, or at least getting back to being the usual dick that I am, it's now. It's now.
That's happy news.
I'm ready to. Not that I've not been ready to come to work every day, but I'm really ready to come to work.
Cool.
I'm really ready to come to work. Let's go get him. And you're on thin ice.
I know.
I mean, you're on the thinnest of thin ice. You know what I'm saying?
Where I'm happiest.
He's been there before. He'll be there again.
Get used to it. You know what I'm
get
saying?
Get used to it.
I can still provide for your son. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I appreciate the fact that I am your son's godfather.
Oh, good.
That matters a lot to me. But it does not mean I will not cut you off at the knees.
All I know is if I'm on the ice, it ain't that thin.
And Rob?
Yes?
This is from me to you.
Don't worry
about what he has to say, okay?
What are you doing?
Two words for you.
Uh-huh.
Line cook.
Thank you.
All right.
Always a job.
What were you doing there? I heard you, like...
I had a problem.
What was it? What, with your ear?
An earwig. My ears. Would you like to look at my left ear? Would you like to look what the sun has done to my left ear?
No.
Oh, a little sunburn, maybe?
No, of course not.
Peeling? It's really like, it's not just peeling, they're chunks of flesh
coming
off of it.
Hold on, let me see. Let me see, really.
Wow.
Pussy says what?
Stop it. Shut up. My ears hurt. They're itching. The skin is sloughing off my ears. Maybe it's this one. No, this one's better. I'm fine.
Prince Charles says what?
I'm A-okay.
What you got?
Yeah, my ears look like Prince Charles now.
You got the plague?
I look like Trot Nixon. Of the Boston Red Sox.
I kid you all.
Of course.
I love you all.
Glad that you had a good vacation. You seem to be a new man.
But really you.
Oh, this I know.
Turn him back to Rob again.
Ice Age 2.
You got it. You got it. You know, first off, you don't.
I feel good. I feel, you know, as you go, so goes everybody at work. So I think everybody's probably very glad to hear that.
Very
glad. But with that said, you put it together pretty well for the 9 months. You hung in there.
Sure. Yeah,
everybody knew you were hurting, and you know what?
It was conjuring. It was fakery.
I know that, and I think everybody knew that. Everybody that's close to you here knows that that you were doing that. But and the powers that be here, Lord knows they didn't make it any easier.
Oh, right,
That's for sure.
Screw
and
them.
That doesn't change.
Right. Screw them or the horse that they rode to town
that's
on.
That's for sure.
Very seriously. Screw them. God, F them.
As a matter of fact, that falls in for my own personal category. That will always fall into the category of I will not forget that.
Yeah.
I really will not forget that.
I mean, really, like, although it would have been a nice gesture, I mean, really, like, what, am I going to go see the CBS psychologist?
Nah.
Yeah, what am I going to go?
Very good.
Sit down on Dr. Phil's couch because he works for Viacom?
Uh-huh.
Please, I don't think so. Anyway, had a good vacation. Want to tell you about it. And, boy, people are pissers, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just pissers. I'm all the way in Jamaica. Well, we're going to have to break first. And then start the show.
Start the show officially.
And then officially start the show.
Fair enough. And everybody's microphone is working?
Yes, correct.
Yes,
everything's working. That's right. So how about you?
turning back
you?
To Rob again.
How about you? QC.
Yeah.
What's QC?
Quality control.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quality, thy middle name is Spiewak. Thy middle name is now Quality.
That's right. The entire studio is ready for the show open.
Beautiful.
And just in time.
Let me just call back.
Speak to some of the other brain trusts.
Yep. Hope the phone works.
It's John.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hi there. Now, you are, I just want you to know, you are a heartbeat away from the most important job in radio.
Well, I look forward to the challenge.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Now put Joe on the phone.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Why did you call Rob, very drunk, wanting my secret home phone number?
Because you said I could call you when I was very drunk, so I figured I would. Tell you I was looking forward to coming back to work.
You invited such a call.
And you did not give him the number because?
Because I'm your best producer ever.
I'm kidding. He made the right move there. Rob made the correct move. But Joe, I do appreciate the fact that you wanted to call when you were drunk. And what is it that I just want to say? Welcome back to you as well, Joe.
Well, thank you.
And even though I'm kidding about Rob here, right. if something should happen. And, you know, I'm really not kidding. If something should happen to Rob, and he should not be able to cut the mustard as producer, and John Norman somehow gets the job, and even if both of them are hit by an elephant that falls out of the sky today,
right.
and if the Japs come back with like, retribution, mm-hmm. I just want you to know, there could be a rotting goat in the studio that I would choose to be the producer before you. But
I wouldn't have it any other way.
But you are always safe. Right there as the French fry cook of the Don and Mike show.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Okay. He's happy.
There you go. Yeah.
You've made him happy.
That's all he asks. Goodbye, Joe.
Good day.
Good day, sir. Hey, do your British accent.
Good day, then.
See the difference?
Take us to break, Joe. Go ahead, in your British accent.
What should I say?
Take us to break, Joe.
Take us to break, Joe.
Don and Mike show, get a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike presents